Today's Shir is Masechet Erev and Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amid, a Mishnah that we have had the opportunity to discuss the subjects, the case that has been that's brought in the Mishnah. We've discussed a number of times previously in different Gemaras and our Masechet. But today we, Baruch Hashem, have the schus of learning the actual Mishnah, the exact case, and the Machlokes of Rekiva and Rabbanon, as we're going to be discussing Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach now in the Shir. The Mishnah speaks about a situation where you have two Chatzeris leading. One is called the Chatzer Pnimi, and one Chatzer is called the Chatzer Chitzoni. The way these Chatzeris are constructed is that to get from the Chatzer Pnimi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you need to walk through the Chatzer Chitzoina. And even though, as Rabbeinu Yonason very clearly points out in explaining this case, we have been learning over the last number of shiurim what defines a Chatzer as either Makom Pita, where you eat, either Makom Lina, the place that you live. This, the Chatzer Chitzoina, is not the Makom Pita nor the Makom Lina of the people in the of the Chatzer Pnimi, but the reality is that the Chatzer Pnimi has the people of the Chatzer Pnimi have no way of exiting their Chatzer without going through the Chatzer Chitzoina. Says Rabbeinu Yonason, or Chazon Ish explains it, that the fact that they have such a Drisus HaRegel, they have the right to walk through, and it's even more so. It's not just that they have the right to walk through. It's the only way that they could walk to their chutz, to get out to Rishus Rabbim. That gives them a level of strong connection to that chutzur. And since they have that very strong connection to that chutzur, as we're going to learn, under what will be the halacha if these two chatzeris did not make an Erev to be able to carry from one to the other, what will be the halachic ramifications. So it says, the Mishnah Shtei Chatzeres Zul from the Mizu, you have these two Chatzeres, the Chatzah Pnimi, the Chatzah Achitzon, the people of the Chatzah Pnimi walk through the Chatzah Chitzoina. The halach is, Erva HaPnimis, if the people who live in the Chatzah Pnimi made an Erev for themselves, V'lai Erva Chitzoina, but the people who live in the Chatzah Chitzoina did not make an Erev for themselves, HaPnimis Muteris, so the people in the Pnimi could carry because they made their Erev. So if they made an Erev, they of course could carry in their Chatzar. V'chitzoyna Asura, but the people of the Chatzar Chitzoyna obviously may not carry. The reason they may not carry is because they don't have an Erev. And of course, if they don't and have an Erev, you can never carry. What happens, continues the Mishnah, if a chitzoina, if the people of the chatzur chitzoina made an erev, the loya pnimis, but not the people of the chatzur pnimi, shteinasurus, then the aloch is that neither might carry. Why? The pnimi obviously can't carry because they didn't make an erev. And the chitzoina can't carry because now we learn a concept which Rabbi Kiva certainly holds up, but even the Rabbanon hold, that according to the Tanna Kamma, the Rabbanon, regal has surah b'mekayma. The pnimi b'mekayma, where they are, may not carry because they have no erev. Oiseres shloi b'mekayma. Not only does it have an effect on its own place, but it affects even the shloi b'mekayma. But as we're going to see, if the Pnimi were to have an Erev for themselves, and the Chitzoina also have an Erev for themselves, then, since it's a Regel HaMateris with Mekoyma, even though they did not make an Erev together with the people in the Chitzoina, the opinion of the Tanna Kamma is that it will not adversely affect the Chitzoina. So we're learning, there's a difference if the Pnimi could carry at least in its own chatzur, or if it can't carry in its own chatzur, which is a very difficult concept to understand. Rabbi Akiva, as we're going to learn in a moment, is of the opinion it makes no difference. And Rabbi Akiva's opinion is very easy to understand. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is based that because the people of the Pnimi have a Drisus HaRegel in the Chitzoyna, that Drisus HaRegel is enough to make as if they live there. And if they live there, they have to contribute to the Erev to make that you should be able to carry there. And if they didn't participate in the Erev in that area, you can't carry in. But why? But if that's the correct concept, so why is the difference of, according to the Tanna Kamma, if the Pnimi is made its own Erev or didn't? So Rashi, on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, the Ramaskal Regal, explains the difference. When the Pnimi is Mutter B'mkayma, so what the Halacha tells us is that it's, and it didn't make an Erev with the Chitzoyna, it's closed off. We close it off from the Chitzoyna. It's making its own Erev and not contributing and not participating in an Erev with the Chitzoyna blocks the Pnimi from the Chitzoyna. And since it blocks the Pnimi from the Chitzoyna, that's why the Chitzoyna can have its own Erev and still be fine. However, if the Pnimi did not make its own Erev, so there's nothing that locks it off from the Chitzoyna. And there's nothing that locks it off from the Chitzoyna. And the fact, as we said a moment ago, it has Drisus HaRegel in the Chitzoyna. The Pnimi may walk through the Chitzoyna. That creates a problem. Tosfos makes a point. Tosfos over there, Divrei Maskil, the Pnimis, does not says that Rashi doesn't mean to say that if the Pnimi made its own Erev and it didn't make an Erev with the Chitzoyna that's blocked off, that it wouldn't be allowed to walk through the Chitzoyna. That's not what Rashi means to say, because it's difficult to say that. Because first of all, where do we see that they gave up that right? Moreover, on a practical level, they do want to be able to get out to the Rishus HaRabim. And if they're blocked off by making this Erev that they can't walk through the Chitzoyna, why would they ever agree to that? What it meant is it gave up its rights, or gave up some of its rights in the Chitzoyna. And since it gave up some of its right in the Chitzoyna, Chaznish says an interesting knech. The Chaznish says, it said, by making this Erev, it's sort of announcing that we're limiting ourselves to our Chatzar, and we don't want it to affect the other Chatzar. And therefore, the halacha will be, according to Tanna Kamma, if the Pnimi made its own Erev, even if it didn't make an Erev with the Chitzoyna, and even if it still has Drisus HaRegel in the Chitzoyna, it will not adversely affect the Chitzoyna. If the each one made their own Erev, each one is mutter to carry in its own chatzar. Rekiva oisa al chitzoyna. Rekiva says that if the two chatzeris did not make an Erev together, even though each one made its own Erev, it still will be a problem. Why? Because as we've been explaining, shedrisus haregel asrosoi, the fact that the Pnimi has drisus haregel there, the drisus haregel means that it's part of that chatzar. And if it's part of that chatzar, it has to make an Erev with the chatzar. And if it didn't make an Erev with that chatzar, so we have a situation that not everybody in a chatzar participated in the Erev. If not everybody in a specific chatzar participates in the Erev is not a good Erev. And we're going to see what does the Tana coming to teach us with these words. Is it a new opinion? Is it a review? We will see. Says the Gemara. So as we've been learning, if somebody didn't participate in the Erev, which will disqualify the Erev, for an Erev to be a valid Erev, everybody in the Chatzar has to participate in the Erev. So if somebody did not participate in the Erev, there's one option. A Mishnah we learned in Daf Samach Tes. Bitl Rishus. So Shachar Echem Nehem Tzayin Avala Erev, HaPnimis Meteris. It will not adversely affect the Pnimi. The Chitzayna Asura. But the Chitzayna will be awesome because somebody didn't participate in the Erev. Pnimis Vala Erev. But if somebody from the Pnimis didn't participate in the Erev, Shteim Asuras. The Halacha will be both of them will not have a valid Eruv. And the Gemara will explain why. Nes Naruvim Mimakim Echad. So as we've discussed, when you have two Chatzeris next to each other, and the two Chatzeris want to be able to carry in their own Chatzer, obviously, and they also want to be able to carry between the Chatzeris, what is done? So first, each one of these Chatzeris makes its own Eruv, and then after each one of them making its own Eruv, one of the two Eruvim that were made is placed in the other Chatzer. So says the Mishnah, Nosna Pnimis Eruvim Makam Echad. They put the Erev in the Chatzar Chitzoyna, Shachar Echad, and now one, and then it turns out that somebody, whether it was a member of the Pnimi, or whether it was a member of the Chitzoyna, did not participate in the Erev. Beim in a Pnimis, Beim in a Chitzoyna, V'lo Erev, Bittel will not be an absent, and there will not be an option in Shtein Asuras. Again, the Gemara will explain everything. V'mahoyu shal Yechidim. But let's say each Chatzar, there lived only one individual. So when you have a chatzah with only living where there's only one individual living there, so there's obviously no need for an Erev. The halacha is, ein etzrichen l'arev, they don't have to make an Erev with each other. Because since each one is living in his chatzah alone, so when you live alone in a chatzah, you don't need to make an Erev. You know, the Pnimi doesn't need to make an Erev with the chitzayna, because as we're going to learn, it's a regal hamutaris bim kaima. It could carry in its own place. And when you could carry in your own place, then it doesn't adversely affect the chitzayna. So they'll be each allowed to carry in their own chatzar. The Pnimi would not adversely affect the chitzayna, but they, of course, won't be able to carry between the chitzaynas. So our Gemara, our Mishnah, has taught us the concept that we've discussed previously. The concept of regla asur b'mekoyma, if there's a place that's asur b'mekoyma and has drisus a regla or another place, it can adversely affect the other place as well. So there's an interesting question that Rabbi Kivega discusses in the Charles Chuvs, Rabbi Kivega Simila Medalad. He says, there's a town and there's a shul in that town. That town with that shul, that Beis HaKnesses, made an Erev that everybody should be able to carry within the town to the Beis HaKnesses, etc. But the next door, the neighboring town, did not make an Erev. They don't have their own shul. They use the shul of the town that made an Erev. Do we say that this is a case, asks Rabbi Kivega, of regal hasur b'mekoyma? In the town, in the second town, it's asur b'mekoyma, they didn't make an Erev. And it has drisus a regal in that Beis HaKnesses. So do we say that other Erev, the Erev of the town in which the Beis HaKnesses is, becomes disqualified because of the drisus a regal of the people of the neighboring town that did not make an Erev? So Rabbi Kivega, in answering that question, establishes a very, very important point. He establishes that the only time that the concept that we've been discussing in our shir of regular asur b'mekoyma does it affect the next city or does it not affect the next city, says Rabbi Kivega, is only in a situation where this is the only way that the regular asur b'mekoyma goes. Like as we explained our Mishnah, as we keep on repeating the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is that the people of the Pnimius have no other way of exiting to the Rishus HaRabim unless they walk through the Chatzar of the Chitzayna. That's when the concept of regular Surah Mekoyma or regular Mutaris Mekoyma come into play. The people of this neighboring town, although they made an Erev, it's not the only way that they can walk. It's not their only option that they have to go from their town to the shul. They can walk any other way out of their town. They didn't make an Erev, but it's not their only path. Since it's not a situation of it being an only path, the halacha is not the same. Begins the Gemara Kosser of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Rav Yanai, he said over in the name of Rav Yanai, Zudir Rav Akiva, this is the opinion of Akiva Dama Fila regular Mataris Makaima, Asar Shlem Makaima. The opinion of Akiva is that even if the Pnimi made its own Erev, It doesn't make a difference. Since they have drisus a regal on the chitzayna, they adversely affect the chitzayna. Av chamer imrim, the opinion of the chamim, the way Rav Dimi reported it, was that kishem shiregla materis, just like if the pnimi made an eruv for themselves, ein oiseres, it would not adversely affect the chitzayna. Kach regla sura, even if the pnimi did not make its own eruv, ein oiseres, it will not adversely affect the chitzayna. So the way Rav Dimi is explaining the machloikus of the Mishnah, explaining the opinion of the Mishnah, the opinion of the machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says that the pnimis always adversely affects the chitzoyna, whether they made an erev together, whether they did not, and the chacham hold that the pnimi never adversely affects the chitzoyna, whether if they did make their own erev or not. What is the reasoning? Because the Mishnah's because we look at each one of these. Because we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. A chotzer is defined by makom pita and makom lina. The pnimi and the chitzayna, it's not its makom pita, it's not where it eats, it's not its makom lina, it's not where it sleeps. And therefore, the halacha is that they're separate, even though there's drisus haregel, according to the chachamim. So according to Rav Kiva, according to this understanding, there's two opinions. According to Rekiva, it's always a problem. According to Chum, it's never a problem. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, if only the Chitzoyna made it an Eir for itself, but not the Pneemius Shtei Masuris. Elaim Mani, whose opinion is being stated here? Ask the Gemara. Elaim Rekiva, if we could say it's a following the opinion of Rekiva, my area Beregla Sura, why do we have to say that the Pneemi didn't make its own Eir? According to Rekiva, I feel a regular materis nami, that even if it made an Erev, if it didn't make an Erev with the Chitzoyna, it would adversely affect it. Elalav, who must we say is following the opinion of the Rabbanan? And only because the Pnimi didn't make an Erev, that's when it's a problem. Had they made an Erev, it wouldn't be a problem. But according to way Rav Dimi is explaining the opinion of the Chachamim, asked the Gemara, even if they didn't make an Erev, it shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara. Loilam is following the opinion of Akiva. According to Akiva, even if it made an Erev, it would adversely affect it. Says the Gemara, absolutely. Just the way to understand the Mishnah is Loizu Avsuktari. The Mishnah is telling us something which is not a big chiddush, but sometimes that's what the Mishnah tells us, the smaller chiddush, and then it moves on to the bigger chiddush. Ask the Gemara another question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ir v'zula atzma, v'zula atzma, each one of these chatzeris made their own erif. Zu mataris b'fnei atzma, v'zu mataris b'fnei atzma. Every chatz could carry for itself. What do we see from here? Tama, because irva, because the pnimius made an erif. Lo irva, had it not made an erif, shtei masuris, then it would be also in carry in both of them. The inner one, because it didn't make its own Erev, and the other one, because Drisus Aregel. Ask the Gemara, Vahai Tana, this Tana hole is obviously differentiating, the Aregla Materis, that if the Pnimi is Mutter to carry in its own Chatzor, and it serves, it does not adversely affect the Chitzoyna. But if it was a regular Asura, if it could not carry in its own Chatzor, because it didn't make an Erev, it serves. Ask the Gemara, Maniha, who is the Tana that's stating this opinion? Elaim Rabbi Kiva, if I want to say it's the following opinion of Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, I feel regular Materis Nami, even if the Pnimi made its own Erev, it would still adversely affect the Chitzoyna. El Lav, the only way to explain the Mishnah is by saying it's representing the opinion of the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon will be differentiating between regular Materis B'Mekayma versus regular Asur B'Mekayma. But according to Rav Dimi's interpretation of the Rabbanon, there is no difference. The Pnimi never adversely affects the Chitzoyna. Void. And there's another point the Gemara wants to make. Mid the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, teaches us the opinion of Rekiva, that Rekiva says it makes no difference to what is the status of the Pnimi. Mid the Sefer Rekiva, isn't that clearly indication that the Reisha, That's when Rabbi Akiva is being Rabbi Akiva and his opinion are being introduced. Reisha is not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, because the Reisha does differentiate between regal pnimi and regal asura. Not like Redimi said, who was the Rabbanan, don't make that distinction. Answers the Gemara, all of these questions could be answered the following way. That really, our entire Mishnah, kula Rabbi Akiva hi, represents the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But words need to be inserted to be able to understand the Mishnah properly. If the Pnimi made its own Erev, and the Chitzoni made its own Erev, Zumateret b'fnei atzma, Zumateret b'fnei atzma, each one will be able to carry in its own Chatzar. Why? B'medvar memurim, when will be the Halacha, Shas Sadaka? When in the entrance between the Pnimi and the Chitzoni, they built the Daka. We've had the concept of Daka more than once in our Masechta. Daka is a small doorway, which is presumably not even more than four tefachim. But by making that daka, what you accomplish is that you're separating the pnimi from the chitzoina. It's a physical barrier separating them. So then everybody will agree that these two chatzeiros are separate and one will not affect the other. In a situation where this daka was not constructed, then the chitzoina will always be asur, because the pnimi, whether it made an erev and it's a regular mutaris b'mekayma, or whether it did not make its own erev and therefore it's a regular asur b'mekayma, Rav Akiva says we have a problem. Rav Akiva oisim b'nei drisus a regal oiseris. The chamayim, as we learned in the Mishnah, ain't drisus a regal oiseris. Drisus a regal is never a factor to be taken into consideration. But ask the Gemara. The Gemara is still not satisfied with Rabbi Dimi's interpretation of the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan and his interpretation of our Mishnah, explanation of our Mishnah. Moser of Bibi Barabai, let's learn our Mishnah further. The Mishnah says, "B'mahayu shel yichidim, if the two chatzeris were occupied only by yichidim, each chatzer only has a yachid, ain't srichin la'arav. There would be no problem. Ha, it seems, ha, rabim, that if the tzeiris belong to rabim, tzrich la'arav. What do we see from here? That they would have to be connected, the pnim and the chitzonis, when erev. What do we see from here? That regal ha-materis m'koyma, that the difference is, can you carry in the pnimi or can you not carry in the pnimi? Regal ha-materis m'koyma, if you could carry in the pnimi because you made an erev, or you could carry in the pnimi because there's only one occupant to that chatzar, then it doesn't adversely affect the chitzoina. Regal asura, oiseris. But according to Rav Dimi, there is no such opinion by any Tana. Void masravina. Another question. We learned in the Mishnah, shachachim in the chitzoina v'layerif, if a member of the chitzoina did not participate in the erif, ha-pnimi materis v'chitzoina asura. Shachachim in the pnimis v'layerif, if one of the people from the pnimis didn't participate in the Erev, then the halacha will be shtei mesuros, then both will be asur. Tama, so what do we see? Tama the shochach. Since a member of the pnimi didn't participate, so we don't have a valid Erev. If we don't have a valid Erev, it's a regular hasur mekayma. That's why it will adversely affect. Otherwise, it'll be a good Erev and it won't adversely affect. Alma, what do we see? There's a difference if it's a regular muteris, it's ein oiseris, and if it's a regular asura, oiseris. And therefore, because of all of these questions, el kiyasa rovin, amma, rabyanai, shosh machlokes bedavar, there are three opinion of the Tanoim to this question. Tanaka masavar, regular materis, if the people in the pnimi could carry in their own chotzer, for whatever reason, as we just said, either because they made a proper erev, or because there's only one person living in that chatzar. And when one person lives in a chatzar, there's no problem of there's no need to make an erev. So then it will not adversely affect the chitzoina. But if it's a regal hasura, but if it's a regal that is not able to carry in its own in that chatzar, they didn't in the pnimi, they didn't make an erev, or even if they made an erev, but one of the members of that chatzar didn't participate in the erev, which disqualifies it, then it will adversely affect the next chatzar. And actually, the Rishonim tell us that that's the psak that we follow. The regular Mataris, Eino Iseris, and regular Sura Iseris. Rabbi Kiva Sava, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Fila regular Mataris Iseris. Even if the Pnimi has no problem in carrying within its own chatzar, but as we keep on learning from the beginning of our shir, since it has drisus haregel on the chitzayna, the fact that it has drisus haregel on the chitzayna is what causes that it should adversely affect the chitzayna. And then we have the Rabbanan Basroi, the Rabbanan who brought down the second time in the Mishnah, whose opinion is that kshem shiregel materis in Isaris, that just like a regular materis doesn't affect adversely the chitzayna, even regular surah and Iseris, as we explained earlier, because these are two totally distinct chatzeris that should not affect each other's status, their Erev statuses. We learned in the Mishnah, Nos Neiruvim Makam Echad, if the Erev was placed in one of the chatzeris, V'shach Rechem Beimen HaPnimius, Meim HaChitzayna, and didn't participate in the Erev, Shtei Mesuris. So the Gemara, as we said, is going to drill down exactly what happened here. Simen chitzoino atzma bais chidor ravina deloy mashkech b'fnim. So the Gemara wants to know my makom echad. What is the one place that this erev was put that by somebody not participating it will disqualify it completely? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the case of this part of the Mishnah is referring to where the two chatzeris made an Erev to connect them. And as we said many times, the way that's done is that the Erev of one of them is put in the other Chatzar. So what happened here is that the Pnimi put its Erev in the Chitzoyna. And now it turns out that somebody, in the Mishnah said, whether he's a member of the Pnimi or whether he's a member of the Chitzoyna, did not participate. But what he wants to do is bitl rishus. The halacha is that it would be ineffective. Why? Because the pnimi can't do bitl rishus because the erev is not there. And the chitzayna's bitl rishus won't be good enough because the pnimi adversely affects them. My karl and makam echad. And why is the chatzu chitzayna karl and makam echad? Because it's a makam amyuchel shtein. It's a place that everybody could walk to. Since it's in a place that everybody could walk there, that's why it's called a makom echad. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Amihachi, and this was indeed taught in a braisa. Nos Neiruvim B'Chitzayna. The Pnimi made its own Eruv. The Chitzayna made its own Eruv. And then the Pnimi placed its Eruv in the Chitzayna. And teaches us the Braisa, elaborating on the case of the Mishnah. V'shachet echad, and a member, whether it's a person min a chitzoyna, or bein min a pnimis, or it's a person from the pnimis, did not v'lay eriv, and did not participate in the eriv, shtei mesuris. Then it won't be an option. And again, the pnimi can't do bitl rishus because the eriv is not where he is. And as we've learned many times, you only could do bitl rishus if the Erev is where you want it, is where you are. And the Chitzayna's Bitl Rishus, if that's what needed, won't be effective because it can't be effective for the Eim of Atman, Michatz L'Chatzar, and therefore it's the Pnimi still a regular Iseris, and therefore will be a problem. Not so Ruvim with Pnimis. But what would be the Halacha where these two Chatzeris made an Erev together and they placed it in the Pnimis? If a member of the Pnimis was the one who didn't participate, then Shtei Mesuris. The halach is that they were both be Asur. Again, why? Because the Pnimis has Drisus a regular on the Chitzayna, and therefore he can't undo that even if he does Bitl Rishus. However, if the person who forgot to participate in the Erev that was put from the Chitzoyna into the Pnimis was a member of the Chitzoyna, the Loi Erev, Shtein Mesuris de Rebbe Kiva, Chamayim Rebzu Pnimis Meteres, for Chitzoyna Mitzura. What do we learn here? That because the Pnimi could close it off, the Pnimi could close it off from the Chitzayna and say, I'm going to use it just for myself, as the Gemara would say. Omler of Abba Bar Chanan Labai, Mashna Rabbonin, why do you explain according to Rabbonin, the Amri Pnimis Mataris? Why is the Pnimi Mutter? For just we just explained. Mishum Dachada Dasha Mishtamsha. It brings down its wall. It says, we want our Erev to be good. We didn't join an Erev with you in order that we shouldn't be able to carry. The Gemara is going to explain expressly in a moment. The purpose of the Erev is to accomplish that we should be able to walk here, not that we should be able to carry, not be able to carry less. So ask the Gemara, that's a great Svara. So Rekiva Nami, so why don't we say that Svara, according to Rekiva also, Techet Chodavet Tishtamish, Amalei, Erev Megillah. Once there was an Erev between these two Chatzeris, so it created that the Pnimis walks to the Chitzoyna, and the Chitzoynus walks to the Pnimis, they're all in one, they consider as if they're all together. It's considered as if the Chitzoyna has Drisus HaRegel, that's the way Rabbeinu Peretz explains, it's considered as if the Chitzoyna has Drisus HaRegel on the Pnimis, and since it has Drisus HaRegel on the Pnimis, so you can't discount them. Amalei, so ask the Gemara, if there's such a concept, Rabbananami, why are they not concerned for Erev Megillah? Says the Gemara, the Svar of the Rabbanan is as we said a moment ago. We created this connection only for a positive, not for anything negative. Says the Gemara, that's a great Svara. And therefore the Pnimi should say, I'm separating myself from you, so at least the Erev from my Pnimi should still be a good Erev. Says the Gemara, the Armala, Mvatlina Lach Rishusi. Rekiva says that the Pnimis cannot say that to the Chitzoyna, because the Chitzoyna says to the Pnimi, Mvatlina Lach Rishusi. That Rishus that happened till now, the Chitzoyna could be Mvatl Rishus, but the Pnimis can't say that we don't want that. That what Rekiva said, that the Pnimis is Mutter, is Osir, is not that Rekiva says that the Pnimis remains Osir forever. What Rekiva is saying is that I don't want the Pnimis to be able to carry until the Chitzoyna goes through the motion of being Mvatl Rishus. And then after the Bimavatl Rishus, the Gemara says the Pnimi will be able to carry. So now there's a whole new understanding of Rabbi Kiva. Till now we understood Rabbi Kiva to mean that the Pnimi, in this case, will never be able to carry. Now we're saying that the whole machloikus of Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva is only if Bitl Rishus should happen. Where according to Rabbanan, even Bitl Rishus is not required because the Pnimi, so to speak, puts up a wall to separate itself from the Chitzoyna. And Rabbi Kiva requires Bitl Rishus. But even according to Rekiva, once there's Bitl Rishus, it'll be fine. So why don't the Rabbanan say that they should do the Bitl Rishus? Because we go back to what we learned previously in our Masechta. Rabbanan say that Bitl Rishus is not a valid Bitl Rishus. Because who do you want to be in Bitl Rishus? The people from the Chitzoyna to the people in the Pnimi? But that we learned Shmuel holds. You don't do Bitl Rishus that way. That's why that's not an option. Rav Kiva, who does say we should have Bitl Rishus, ostensibly is saying that you can do Bitl Rishus from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. So ask the Gemara, it seems to be that the Machloikis that we had in Daf Samach Vav Amabez, Machloikis of Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, if there's Bitl Rishus Michatzar L'Chatzar, is actually, says the Gemara, a machloikus tanoim, machloikus Rekiva Rabbanan, lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, but plukta the Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva kamefgi. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan's machloikus is really machloikus tanoim. The Shmuel Amar Rabbanan, Shmuel is following the opinion of the Rabbanan that ain bitl rishus michatzel lechatzer, and Rabbi Yochanan is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that there is bitl rishus michatzel lechatzer. And whenever we learn these types of Gemara, I like to emphasize that this is not just a statement. This is actually a question. Because the Meroyim were expected to know all of the Machloikas Tanoim. So the Gemara is actually asking a question. How could you, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, seem to be introducing a new Machloikas if there's bitl rishus michatz lechatzer, where actually you aren't saying anything new, this is the old machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Amlach Shmuel, says Shmuel, anod the amri afilak Rabbi Kiva. I could agree with Rabbi Kiva. At kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hachop. Why did Rabbi Kiva here say that bitl rishus is an option? El b'shtechet seiris zul afinim zul. When do, says Shmuel, do I say you can't do bitl rishus? When you have two separate chatzeris. But our Mishnah and our Gemara have been referring to a situation of shtei chatzeris zul afinim zul that adversely affect each other. Dasan adadi, because the pnimius has that rishus haregel on the chatzayna. Aval hasam mikasan adadi. So this really goes back to a discussion that we had when we learned the sugya of ein bitl rishus michatz lechatzer, and we explained why does Shmuel hold ein bitl rishus michatz lechatzer, and we explained because when you have two chatzeris to be able to do bitl rishus, you are only able to do bitl rishus according to Shmuel in a place where these are people I have a connection with. So people who I have a connection with, their Chazal established bitl rishus. Whereas people who I have no connection with, Chazal didn't establish the halacha bitl rishus. Therefore, michatz l'chatzer, said Shmuel, there isn't that strong connection as a people all in one chatzer. And since we don't have that level of connection, bitl rishus is not an option. However, in our Gemara, says Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, that there is a connection. Because as we've been learning for our entire shiur, the Pnimius has that Rishus HaRegel on the Chitzayna. Since the Pnimius has that Rishus HaRegel on the Chitzayna, the connection that was formed that way, creates that the Pnimius will adversely recreate that they're really connected, and therefore, even though they are two separate chatzeris, bitl rishus will be an option. Rabbi Yochanan will tell us, another amri afil rabbanon. I could agree with rabbanon that hold ein bitl rishus chatzel chatzel. Just what? At telling come rabbanon hocha. Over here, the rabbanon said the bitl rishus is not an option. El damalei adam vatlus likasulei. Until you mevatl rishus, you're going to bitl rishus. You're saying is required, and until the bitl rishus is done, we wouldn't be able to carry in the pnimi. I don't want to have such a situation, and therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, you know what the rabbanon say? Put up a wall, and therefore there won't be a problem anyway. And that's what the pnimis could claim. Aval hasam when you have two chatzeris, one next to each other. They're anyway not affecting each other. The two separate chatzeris. One chatzer doesn't affect the other chatzer. And therefore we don't say, well, there's no difference. And therefore, make bittel and now they'll be able to carry. And if you don't make bittel, they'll at least be able to carry in their own chatzer anyway. And therefore, the two machloikas don't travel together. We learned further in the Mishnah. If each one of these chatzeris belong to a yochid, then the pnimi doesn't adversely affect the chitzayna. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tani Rabbi, Hayu Shloisha, if in the two chatzeris there were three people, there were one chatzer had two people, and one chatzer had one person, then we have a problem. And let's figure it out. If there were two in the pnimi, and one the chitzayna, then if the pnimi didn't make an erev, it will be a situation of regal hasur b'mekayma, and as we've learned, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Giva are in agreement that regal hasur b'mekayma a seres on the chitzayna. What would be if there was a yochid in the pnimi, one individual in the pnimi, and two in the chitzayna? If the people in the Chitzayna made an Erev, there's no problem, because the Pnimi is a regular Mataris M'Kaimai. And since he's a regular Mataris M'Kaimai, he shouldn't adversely affect them. Chazal said that even under those circumstances, where it's a Pnimi is a Yochid, and the chitzayna is the rabbim, so the pnimi should not really be adversely affecting the chitzayna. The halacha is that they do. Because of the opposite situation, the reverse situation, where we will have two in the pnimi and one the chitzayna. Amar Rabibi. So Rabibi said that the Rabbi Yosef said that this is what Rabbi taught us in the Braisa. Don't listen to me. It is a Braisa. I am the one that told Rabbi Yosef this halacha. I said it over in the name of Adar Bar Hava and Amora. It's not a Braisa. Rav Adar Bar Hava was concerned about this mix-up that we just explained. But it's not a braisa quoting the opinion of Rebbe. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, when he heard Rabibi make this statement, he said, Mori da Avram, the God of Avram Avinu, Rabim, the Rebbe Achlefli. I got confused between the word Rabim and Rachmeli. And I taka made a mistake. It says Rabim Bechitzoina, and I got confused and I said Rebbe. So the Farshim tried to understand why did Reb Yosef announce before this Mori Davram. So the Mechsa Loz in his Sefer, Divrei Torah, gives a beautiful explanation. He says, the Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Even Tarva, Hoysa Taluya Betzavar Shel Avram Avinu, there was this beautiful stone that was hung around the neck of Avram Avinu, called Chayla HaRoya Yisai. If any ill person saw that stone, Miyad Nisrapa. So what do we see from here? That the bracha that a person could have, a Refuah Shleima, emanated from that stone that was worn by Avram Avinu. It was emanated from that stone. And in all future generations, when people are chas v'shalom not well, and they need a refuah shleima, what does the refuah shleima come from? From that original stone that Avram Avinu wore. Of course, that Gemara needs to be understood not just as a stone. It needs to be understood that somebody who looked at Avram Avinu and looked at the lesson of Avram Avinu's life, looked at the emunah that Avram Avinu represented, that's the way we have a refuah. We know that Rabbi Yosef, throughout Shas, as in this Gemara, unfortunately got ill and he forgot his learning. As we see in our Gemara, he got confused between the word Rabim and Rebbe. And that's why he's declaring, Marid Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should please send me a refuah shleima. And if I'll have a mitzvah shem, a refuah shleima, I will no longer be confused and make these kind of mistakes. Shmuel Amar, Loyla Materis. Shmuel says, Ache Shnaim Bepnimis Vech Bechtsoina. Unless you have a situation where you have two in the Pnimi that didn't make an Erev, so then it's going to be a regular Surah B'Mekoyma, that's when it's going to adversely affect the Chitsoina. Otherwise, it's not a problem. Amar Belozer, Nochri, if you have a Nochri who lives in the Pnimi and two Yisraelim live in the Chitsoina, Harehu Karabim. Rav Elazar says it's considered like there's a rabbim in the pnimius. And just like if you have a rabbim in the pnimius, if they didn't make an erev, everybody in this piece of Gemara will say that they adversely affect the chitzayna, because it's a regular surah b'mkayma. The nachri, who doesn't make an erev, you have to have schiris rishos. And if the nachri is living there alone and you didn't make schiris rishos with him, then the chitzayna cannot rely, even if it makes its own Erev. Ask the Gemara, but we need to understand this halacha. Maishna Yisrael, the Layasa. If you have Yisrael living alone in the Pnimi, so if a person lives alone, there's no need for an Erev. So it's a regular Materis B'Mekoyma, and if it's a regular Materis B'Mekoyma, it doesn't affect the Chitzayna. Says the Gemara, demand the Yada, Yada. Whoever knows that he's living there alone, and if he's living there alone, it's a regular Pnimi, it's a regular Materis B'Pnimi. Whoever doesn't know that he's living there alone, Savar, he'll think, yeah, maybe there are more than one person living in the Pnimi, But they made an Erev, and that's why they don't adversely affect the Chitzayinah. So they'll think that the Pnimi may have more than one person, and they made an Erev. So ask the Gemara, so say the same thing by Nachri Nami. Aminan, why shouldn't we say, the Yoda Yoda, whoever knows that he's living there alone, knows that he's living there alone, and it's not a problem. And the Lo Yoda, and if people think that the Nachri is living there not just by himself, but the Nachri is living there with other Yisraelim, and therefore it's not a regular Mataras Makom, but they'll say they took care of the Nachri by a Guri Meger, by renting, schiris, leasing, that we've been discussing this entire parak. Answers the Gemara, that's different by a Nachri. Some Stam Nachri is the Oiger. If the Nachri would have leased Mifepoy, everybody will know. So we need to be concerned, and nobody knows there was a rental. You know why nobody knows there was a rental? Because there was no rental. And why was there no rental? Because he's living there himself. People are not going to know he's living there themselves. People are going to think that he's living there with a Jew. And how could he? Why is that not a regular Surubim Kaima? And therefore, unless there is a rental with the Akum, we cannot be lenient. So Gemara actually here introduced a new concept. The Gemara here introduced the concept of Stam Nochri Mifepoi, that an Akum, whatever he does, everybody knows. So this is actually used by the Paiskim for a very difficult shiloh. The halacha is that an aguna, if a woman whose husband is not here and she's left in limbo and she can't get remarried, the halacha is that even though normally for all areas of halacha we have to have proper edus, two kosher edim, here we don't need to have two kosher edim. We could rely on a Nochri even, who will come and say that he knows that this woman's husband passed away. But we only rely on the Nochri to say so if he's Mesich Lefitumai. It's not that he comes in and knows that he's saying testimony. He just mentioned it not deliberately for us to answer our question. Then we could believe that what he's saying is true. Not only is that the halach that we could trust the Nochri, but even if one Nachri comes and says that he heard from another Nachri saying that this individual is not alive, we could trust the second Nachri. So the Rishonim and Achronim all discuss, how can we trust the second Nachri? Maybe the Nachri from whom he's reporting what he heard did not say it as a Mesich Lefitumai. And we just said that we only could trust the Nachri to say that someone is not alive if he's doing it as a Mesich Lefitumai. So the Rishonim and Achronim use our Gemara's Raya. Our Gemara says that what was the nature of the Nachrim? The nature of the Nachrim is Mifepoyi. That whatever they know, they just announce. So if a Nachri walks in and says that another Nachri said something, we could be sure that the first Nachri who said it Mesich Lefitumai. Because our Gemara just established that that's the way they behave. The way they behave is Mifepoyi. Everything that they do could be assumed was said in a Mesich Lefitumai fashion.